Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down 31-16. Fourth down. Mariota looking for it all. End zone. Touchdown. Deebo Samuel with the silencer.
You know, the big injuries were on offense. The offense really wasn't the problem yesterday, although I did have some thoughts, and I will share them with you, about Cliff Kingsbury's play calling. Good morning, everybody. Max is back. Ben will join us at 12, but the next hour and a half are you and me. 34-27, the final, a loss that drops Washington to 2-2. It is way too early to think anything is the thing. You know, Green Bay was the best defensive team in the league over the first 3 weeks. They gave up 40 last night. The Falcons got beat 30-0 last week and couldn't do anything on offense. They put up 34 and 435 yards yesterday. The NFL, I mean, I don't know how much I need to beat this horse because we've been doing it for years, but it is a puzzle that never, ever gets close to being solved this time of the year. You think a piece fits, but it never does, which is why Atlanta was going to be a difficult game going into it yesterday, despite how horrible that team looked a week ago. Recency bias as an NFL fan or as an NFL bettor or as an NFL pundit is so stupid and dangerous. Maybe in another 4 weeks, it'll probably take another six to have any clue as to who's really, really good and who isn't. We still have time. This team still has time. They are 2-2, and they are two full games back of the undefeated Eagles at 4-0 in the division. And all of a sudden, there are lots of 2-2 teams, and there's a 1-2-1 team. Two of them in our conference. By the way, unless they tie with each other, Green Bay and Dallas, you can't have a tiebreaker used when one team has a tie and the other one doesn't at the end of the year. We learned that a few years ago at 8-8-1, or when they were, you know, 7-5-1, and we were trying to figure everything out. That doesn't mean other teams won't have ties. They got to get rid of the tie. Didn't anybody see when they went to 10-minute overtimes and allowed a guaranteed possession for the other team that it increases the chances of a tie, not decreases it? You got to extend overtime to 15 minutes. That's for another day. It's so early. But all we have right now is yesterday's game and the one coming up. And the one coming up may look nothing like yesterday's game. Yesterday's game wasn't as much about our team as it was about their team, in my view. I'm not going to let the defense off the hook. I will not do that. But I talked all week about how this game was a setup the other way. Last week was a setup for our team to pummel the opponent. This week was a setup for the home team, the Falcons. They were so much more capable offensively than they showed last week against Carolina. And because this league is about motivation, it's about, you know, redeeming embarrassment, especially when you have talent, and Atlanta has talent, they were motivated, fired up, prepared, and ready to right the wrong of last week. It's just the way the NFL works. It's been this way for years. It is 100% standalone entities, these games, every single week. And the previous week really is never an indicator, especially early to mid-season. Atlanta needed it, and their best players played like they needed it. The best player on the field yesterday was Bijan Robinson. He is a legit superstar. Drake London is a legit number one wide receiver, played like it. Michael Penix Jr. in his seventh start, is a talent. And by the way, clearly resilient after last week. He was outstanding. Their offensive line, outstanding. Their coaching yesterday, outstanding. Everything lined up for them, not to mention the fact Washington was the wounded team coming in without their two best players, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. Now, the good news is that the news pregame and even during the game and even after the game, it does appear as if Jaden Daniels will return this coming week in LA against the Chargers. The reporting pregame from guys like Rappaport and others said that he was much closer to playing yesterday than he was a week ago, and the expectations are he will return next week in LA when Washington faces the Chargers. And that's important. They're 2-2, and the best player on their team, by miles, hasn't played in the last two games. They won one, they lost one. You know, Marcus Mariota had another good game. Maybe not as good as last week, but he was far from the problem yesterday. He played a solid game. Very solid. He's no Jaden Daniels. No, he isn't. This team is a playoff contender, fully healthy with their quarterback. And without him, and especially when they're not healthy, they're not a serious playoff threat. By the way, part of that is because we still don't know anything about this defense despite so many declarations after the Giant game and after the Raider game last week. I am going to give, when we get to our game take, a lot my game take. We're going to get to the reason more than any other that the game ended with the result it did. And I'm going to tell you, I think it was more about what Atlanta did offensively than what Washington did defensively. But that's not to take Washington's defense off the hook. It wasn't anywhere near good enough to win a game against a team like that in the setup and in the environment that they were in. You know, and it was way too early, way too quick to fire in with, oh, this defense is completely different than last year. You know, chess checkers with the front office, the scheme, everything. No, the Giants and Raiders are not only teams that are flawed offensively, they were hurt when they played Washington. No Andrew Thomas in that opener. He's rather important to the Giant offensive line. And the Raiders' best guard, Powers Jackson, was active but didn't play. So the defense has had two games against less than average offensive teams, and the feeling has been it's improved, it's much better, it might be a really good defense, and it's had two games against average to better than average offenses, not the best offenses in the league, and they have really struggled to the tune of, in two games against the Packers and the Falcons, giving up 61 points and 839 yards. And that's not because the offense is turning the ball over or special teams is giving up field position. That's not the reason. The reason is the defense in the two games it's played against legitimate offensive competition has been torched. Run on, thrown on, everything has been an issue. And I'll tell you what, I'm not sure what the problem is. I can identify 5-6 different things from yesterday's game, and they may be similar, but in some cases different from the Green Bay game, but it's still really hard to know whether or not it's scheme, play calling, or talent, players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got this question yesterday right after the game from Darren. Darren wrote and said, Kevin, do they win the game today, meaning yesterday, with Jaden and Terry healthy? Yeah, I think there's a good chance they would have won that game yesterday. It would have looked like a lot of games last year. You know, defense struggles, but instead of kicking four field goals, they end up with another touchdown or two, and they end up winning a close game in the final minute. That's what happened last year. That game was that kind of game. If Jaden's in it, if Terry's in it, they miss Terry too. For those of you that keep saying somebody wrote me last week and very, very sarcastically said, Sheehan's got Terry as the 89th best receiver in the game. No, I don't have him that low. I definitely don't have him at the top of the list, though, which is where he and his agent thought that he was. And I think if you watch the rest of the league, you understand that. But he's the best they have, and they miss him. They miss the quarterback more. But yeah, I think absolutely having Jaden Daniels in that game and Terry McLaurin in that game yesterday would have been difference-making, for sure. But they didn't, and they lost the game. Injuries are a reality. They're not an excuse. They happen in the NFL, and they impact results. Terry's injury more of a concern in terms of how much longer he will miss, and we'll follow that story all week, and we, of course, will follow the Jaden story all week as well. But it looks encouraging based on the reporting. I would assume that today, this afternoon, when Quinn speaks, we might learn more, but if he's smart, he'll play it out until at least Wednesday, when hopefully Jaden is a full go at practice, because they need him. The Chargers are next. The Chargers are coming off a loss to the Giants. Of course they are. It's the NFL. The Giants are 0-3. The Chargers are 3-0. The only thing I'm upset about is that was the game, and I talked about it on Friday. I really wanted to give out, but there was conflicting information from my sources offshore on that game, but it seemed like a smell test special, and I didn't give it out. But another massive winning week for the picks. 10-5-1 going into tonight, where I've got the Bengals plus 7.5. Of course, you have to have the Bengals. Why? Because they lost last week 48-10, just like the Falcons lost last week 30-0. Now, they don't have their starting quarterback. They've got Jake Browning, and they are on the road against a really good team. But still, look for them to play well tonight, or much better than they did last week. But the Chargers lose to the Giants. By the way, the Giants lost Malik Nabers more likely than not to an ACL. The Chargers just faced a defense, and we saw it in week one. The Giants are no joke defensively. No joke at all defensively. They have talent on defense. Jackson Dart threw for like a 110 or something like that, rushed for 54 yards. He was a difference maker for them because Russ has been so bad, or was in two of the three games. But that was, you know, a loss that I'm sure the Chargers didn't see coming. So they're going to be motivated next week to get back on track, especially since the Chiefs have won two straight and are starting to look like the Chiefs again as they're starting to get a little healthier. The Chargers are good, but Washington's hungry now, coming off yesterday's loss. They're going to be getting their best player back, hopefully, against the Chargers. This should be a really good football game Sunday. And definitely, I had a very good friend of mine yesterday No, this morning, actually. Tell me, no chance. No chance they can win if they play the way they did yesterday. Of course there's a chance, because they may not play like they did yesterday. They might be completely different next week. And we know this. At quarterback, there's a chance they will be a lot different next week. That's not a criticism of Marcus Mariota. Mariota did a good job, really good job, in the two games that he was out. Justin Herbert threw the ball up for grabs. He was pressured and under duress all day. That's going to be a key Sunday. Stopping the run, Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina, had his first major big day, well over 100 yards, like 10-plus yards per carry. They've got receivers, including 97-year-old Keenan Allen back. This is a good team defensively. They get after it. Number 45 for them, the guy that I liked a few years ago out of USC, is an absolute terror. Derwin James is on that team. Bud Dupree's on that team. My guy Tarheeb Still, the Maryland corner, is on that team. They're well coached. We're well coached, I think, on offense. Maybe not yesterday. In defense, maybe not. The head coach is outstanding. Should be a good game. The early line on this one is the Chargers at home off that loss are 3-point favorites. 3-point favorites. That is essentially, you know, a line that reflects that if this game were on a neutral field, it would be a push. Although it is in some ways in LA with the Chargers a neutral field environment. There will be, I promise you, a lot of Redskin fans there. A ton of Washington fans will be at SoFi next week. Looking forward to that, but we can't, you know, bury yesterday. We've got to go back and autopsy yesterday, which is exactly what I'll do when we come back. My game take next, probably 20, 25 minutes. You can start lining up on the phones and telling me what you think. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are free and live on the Odyssey app. And don't forget, every day you can watch us on our 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.